That's right. We're riding with the king here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julian, joining us right now to talk about an Eagles victory over the Green Bay Packers and the NFL across the league in week one. Howard Eskin. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, just great. The NFL, was that Division II or Division III football around the NFL on Sunday?
You know what it was? A lot of teams that don't play in the preseason, they use the first game of the year to get the rust off.
Well, you don't have a lot of practice anymore either. So you have practice, but, you know, we're talking practice here, but they don't have as much. I don't know. And I think, I don't know if there's enough good quarterbacks around the league. And that's the other thing. When, you know, these guys coming out of college and, you know, Hugh Douglas is not, you know, again, not correct on evaluating a talent in Bryce Young, but
we're moving to all-time bust category with him. He's
is he 5'6" or 5'7", Bryce Young?
I'm not even sure if he's that.
Probably 5.
He looks like a kid out there among adults.
I know, it's a joke. It's just, and Caleb Williams, tell me the last USC quarterback that was a star in the NFL.
Palmer. Yeah, Palmer's the one.
Yeah, Carson Palmer for what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
That was it. The Bears stink. But, you know, when you don't score a touchdown on offense and you still win the game, and they're down 17 now. That's just amazing. But, you know, it's the quality of the quarterback. There's a lot of quarterbacks that everybody thinks are stars coming out of college, but it's a different game. Boy, it's faster. It's more. Even the bad teams have talent. So, but whatever. You know, the Eagles did the things that they had to do, and that's all that counts. And I've got to admit that I was I overvalued the quality of Green Bay a little bit too. I think they're okay. They're a good team, but they're not one of the elite teams in the NFC.
No, they don't look like it. And now their quarterback is banged up, so we'll see where their season goes. Howard, and now that you've had a couple days to kind of think about it, what did you make of Jalen Hurts' performance on Friday? There was some good, obviously, but then there were also some bad plays. I mean, he had two picks, two fumbles, and then there were two more throws that were nearly picked that could have went the other way. What did you make of what Jalen did Friday, first game, new offense?
The good, bad, and the ugly. I'm not talking about Hugh Douglas on the last part of it. It's just he had really, really nice throws. But then the two interceptions were, that's just bad mistakes. It's just, and then the one that didn't get picked off that could have been a pick six. I mean, he's throwing to a receiver and he's covered. The defender is right there. I don't know what's in his mind, and I don't know that we'll ever know what he was looking at or what he was thinking. But he had some good throws. I mean, obviously the throw and catch to Barkley was really, really nice. Had some nice throws in some tight windows to other receivers. You know, you always say you got to clean up the mistakes, and he's just got to clean up thrown across his body. He's gotten away with some times, but, you know, I heard a caller say, well, AJ slipped and he could have fought. Was that OG, you know?
Yeah, useless? Oh, yeah. Well, yes, it was.
OG useless is what I now call him because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But the reality is you don't throw into that kind of coverage. You either run out of bounds or you throw it out of bounds. You just suck it up. You gotta move on. You can't throw an interception in the red zone. But nonetheless, the defense, I thought, even though the other team scored, 29 points, the defense played well. And the game was won by the Eagles when they stopped them after the two turnovers early. I mean, the game was over because when Green Bay, you don't score at least one touchdown off of those two turnovers, they're cooked. So I thought the defense, for the most part, did a pretty good job, even though you see all those points. The Eagles are still a good team, and if the quarterback does the things that I think people expect him getting a little bit better on some of his decision-making, they're going to be a good team. When you look at – now you look at the other teams that they play. You see Atlanta. That's their next opponent. They stink. Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. They stink. And then you play Cincinnati along the way. And, you know, they always get off to a bad start, but they may not be as tough as we thought they were. And the Giants, that's two wins. You don't even have to play the game. They should call the game off at halftime when you play the Giants. They suck. Boy, they suck. And Danny Penny's is horrible.
He's just probably not even their quarterback by the time we play him. I mean, they're going to bench him. I mean, he stinks.
So you look at the games that they have, and they're going to have some tough games. There's no question. New Orleans, I don't know, because they played a horrible team. But they're going to have some tough games. But the reality is, Matthew Stafford. Now I thought the Rams would be a good team, but Matthew Stafford may not even be healthy by the time they play them in December. So when I look at down the line. And I know the players say they look at one game at a time. That's nonsense. But you got to look at it. They may not be as good if Matthew Stafford is not healthy. And he always seems to find problems. And he didn't have his best game last night. So, and I don't think Detroit's as good as people think they are.
But they might be the best in the NFC along with the Eagles right now. We'll see San Francisco tonight. Howard, one team we didn't mention there. I'm curious, what was your takeaway watching Dallas yesterday? Because you can look at it one of two ways. Dallas is good again, and that defense is good again. Or Deshaun Watson is just completely cooked, and he's terrible now.
Okay. Deshaun Watson is brutal. He is done. And they still owe him $138 million over the next 3 years. And just a message to you, Douglas, when you say these guys got to get their money and all that, they're outperforming their contract. Well, is Deshaun Watson going to give back that money? Because
nope.
He's so underperformed his contract.
But you know what's funny about Deshaun Watson? I'm pretty sure all the other quarterbacks that are getting all this other crazy money are happy that they gave it to him because he got everybody else paid.
Yeah, I know. It screwed up. It really screwed up everything. But to answer your question, Joe, about Dallas, I heard a caller earlier say, oh, the Dallas defensive line is, better than the Eagles. Well, other than Parsons, did they really show you that much? And here's the other thing. Cleveland was missing both their tackles.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, so Parsons bounces back and forth. And, the Eagles just shut his rear end down. He thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Give me a break. Micah Parsons will be shut down by the Eagles. Now, did Dak Prescott play well? Yeah, but he had under 200 yards passing. I think it was more Cleveland than it was the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a good team, but I don't worry about the Cowboys in the regular season because when it comes to the playoffs, they just choke. They're just done.
They're done.
And everybody praising Mike McCarthy and his – what did he do? What did he do?
Well, they won. I mean, that's all. They just won a game.
They won against the Cleveland team who's got – they're not going to be that good.
No, they'll be bad.
Deshaun Watson missing their two starting tackles for this game. So I don't know about Cleveland as long as Deshaun Watson is. They have a couple of good young quarterbacks, I think Cleveland does. But I wouldn't be shocked by midway through the season that Deshaun Watson is not their starting quarterback.
Well, let's hope they just keep him as their starter until they play the Eagles in Week 5. Let's get that victory.
Dallas played at best an average team yesterday. So let's not get caught up in the Cowboys yet. And I don't really care about the regular season with the Cowboys because we know what happens in the playoffs. It's already written down. It's already there that they're going to choke in the playoffs. I didn't realize that Dak Prescott's only two wins in the playoffs, he's 2-5, are both wild card wins. So, and then they lost at home to Green Bay last year.
Mm-hmm, by a lot. They got blown out.
Yeah. So what is Dallas always finds a way to screw
to do Dallas things.
They do. Yeah, all right, Howard, let's end with this. Saquon was the story on Friday night. Do you expect the Eagles to keep feeding him at a pretty high level? That was more than normal for an Eagles running back. 26 touches. Do you think they're going to... No, 26 is a lot, but do you think they're going to use him a lot each week, more than they used to use their running backs?
Well, the one thing they really have to be careful of is you can't just keep on, feeding him when you have 17 games, plus the Eagles assume they're going to play more than one playoff game. So you got to keep him healthy. I think his 20 to 23 touches is kind of a good area. What did he run the ball, 24 times?
Yeah, 24 and then the two catches.
Yeah, I 24 times. One of them, the touchdown, he wasn't touched. Green Bay just let him go through it, looked like. But he really did a great job and a great catch. And there's no question how good he is. Because he's not playing with a good team, And but he's you don't want to say he's got to stay healthy, but you want to make sure it's with everybody. They got to stay healthy. But there's no question how good he is. But I don't think you can overdo the running game. Even though he had 24 runs, it didn't seem that way because they still passed the ball more than they ran the ball. And I still say this, you got it. They're going to have to score points in the NFL. You're going to have to score points. Teams that scored 21 or less usually don't win the games. Now, there was a couple that won yesterday against really bad teams. You don't win the games when that happens. I mean, look at L.A. They scored 20 points. They didn't win the game. That's just one game. So I think you got to score points, and I still think you're going to have to pass the ball. And the receivers are so good, and we're not even looking at the tight end. The tight end is really good. I still think they got to pass the ball, and I think Saquon will get the ball, but not at the level he got at the first game.
All right, Howard, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, Howard. Have a good week, all right?
Yeah, and can't wait to talk to Brandon Graham tonight. You know, this is the first time that I'm going to work with my son doing a show.
Are you ready?
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know.
I have a moment.
Is he ready? Is Brandon Graham ready? He's the one that has to handle the two of you.
He's between the both of us.
Yeah, actually, I feel bad for Brandon, if we're being honest. I mean, he's got to deal with that. That's a lot. Howard, we'll be listening tonight, all right?
All right,
there we go. Yes, the first Brandon Graham show of the season tonight at Chickie's with Spike and Howard and Brandon Graham.
That should be fun.
I can't wait. 215-592-9490 for all your phone calls coming to the side. Let's talk about that win. What stood out to you the most? And I'll give you one of the things that stood out to me the most, maybe the most positive out-of-nowhere Eagle performance in a very, very long time. 215-592-9490 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 W.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.